Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
But I'm very honored right now to welcome to the program the United States Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. Dr. Adams, welcome to Philadelphia, sir.
Good morning, Philly. It's good to be here. And unfortunately, the circumstances aren't what we would like for them to be. But I do think that there's hope in my message, top line message to folks. China, when you look at even Italy, whose cases are coming down, there is reason to see some light at the end of the tunnel. But we really need everyone to focus on staying at home, focus on good hygiene, so that we can have as few people die as possible while we're getting through this.
Now, the president says he'd like to see everything open again by Easter. How realistic is that? And if we were to achieve that goal, what needs to happen right away?
Well, it's important for people to understand that the United States is a big country. A really big country. It's like the difference between comparing Portugal to Norway in Europe. And so there are going to be things that we have to do in New York City that we maybe don't have to do in Boise, Idaho. And so what the president really has charged us to do is to get him the data and make sure we're looking at all the data so that we can make the most appropriate recommendations to people. But here's one thing I do know. There are people out there riding bikes, playing basketball, playing soccer because they think there aren't any cases in my neighborhood right now. Well, guess what? New York didn't have any cases 2 weeks ago. And now they're the epicenter of the outbreak for the whole United States. And so we need people to be doing the things now that will allow us to make a quicker and better and more informed decision, an appropriate decision, several weeks from now. And if we do that, if people stay at home, if people avoid large gatherings of over 10, if people wash their hands, if people clean their surfaces, if people avoid unnecessary travel, then we will get to a place where we can reopen for business in many places across the country sooner. But everyone's curve is going to look different. Again, Washington is actually starting to see their case counts come down. So Washington, where we thought may have could have the potential to be the worst place in the United States, originally, is further along to reopening than some places around the country, like Philly or like Detroit, who may now just be seeing the beginning of their curves. And that's why it's important you do the right preventative measures now.
Dr. Jerome Adams is the United States Surgeon General. He joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHE. It's great to have you, sir. It really is. Obviously, I was reading the other day a couple things. They were saying that the irony of social distancing is that fewer people will develop immunity to the coronavirus. Can you explain to us, what does it mean, a novel virus? And why is this virus so different from, say, the flu? Because you keep hearing people bring up the comparison between the two.
Well, one of the things that's different about this and the flu is that the flu, we know, is seasonal. We know it's going to end. We don't know when this is going to end, and that's scary for folks. But we can't just rely on herd immunity at this point because of the fact that we don't know what's going to happen. And we know that when you talk about herd immunity, it usually takes several seasons of a virus for people to get to a point where they have herd immunity. Here's our plan. We're looking at vaccines for next year, if it comes back next year, because it's going to take about that long to develop them. We're looking at therapeutics for the next weeks to months that we can use or develop to help treat people who have the virus, but we're not going to treat our way out of this It is not appropriate to think that we can just wait for everyone to get sick and then treat them. We need to prevent people from getting the disease so we don't overwhelm our healthcare system and end up like Spain or Italy, where they've got people dying out in hallways and they don't have enough places to put the bodies. And I hate to be crass, but that is what it could look like if we don't all participate and do our part. We could be like Italy's curve, but we also could be like South Korea's curve, which was flat, and they're now on the other side of this, and they had a very low death rate.
We have 15 days to slow the virus. We're, I guess, now on day number, we have 6 days left. Is that right?
Yes, we're on day, today is day number 10. And here, understand about that, too. The president never said that this was going to end in 15 days. He said, we're going to reassess in 15 days. And in some places, maybe we say, okay, we can relax a little bit. In other places, we say, okay, we're going to need to do even more. But what we know is that when we first started this initiative, we were 2 weeks behind Italy. And we said, let's really get America to focus for the next 2 weeks. Unfortunately, again, far too many people aren't paying attention. And that's why I reached out to social media influencers like Kylie Jenner. It's why I've been talking with people who my kids listen to, because my kids don't care that I'm the Surgeon General of the United States. But they care if Roman Atwood or Lauren Gray tells them to stay at home. And so we need everyone to pitch in and do their part so that we can save lives.
I think it's great, by the way, you got Kylie Jenner to do a PSA. I think it's terrific. I think that is really important, because it does seem to me there's younger people who are not taking this seriously. And then there's a lot of people in my parents or some people's grandparents' generation who also don't seem to be taking it seriously. They think it's a lot of media hype. They think it's overblown. Some people think it's done overblown to hurt the president. And yet I keep telling them, but you see how President Trump is taking this so seriously. He's devoted every single ounce of government to dealing with the situation. He would not be doing that if this was not serious.
Well, absolutely. And what people don't understand is these are very, very complex policy decisions. For instance, I said last week that the blood supplies were getting low and we needed people to go out and donate blood. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If people can't work and they can't pay their rent, then they're going to be homeless. And so there are people out there who will say, I would rather get coronavirus and take my chances than to be not pay my rent and be homeless. And it's why that bill that the Senate and the administration agreed on last night is so important, because we want to give people the tools and empower them to make the right choices. And that's what the president has to deal with. And whether it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama, you're the leader of the free world, and you have a tremendous responsibility. And what the president has said to us as his health advisors is, give me the best facts, the best data you have from a health perspective, and I will balance it with housing concerns and economic concerns and all the other concerns and come up with a policy decision that I think is appropriate for America.
Dr. Adams, as we look at this idea of flattening the curve, I've heard things like the New Jersey health commissioner said, we're all going to get it. We're all going to get it. And Governor Cuomo said, 80% of us may get it. A lot of people hear those numbers and they think, listen, if we're all going to get it anyway, why are we shutting down our economy?
Well, what we don't want to do if more of us get it, is for all of us to get it at once and then overwhelm our healthcare systems. And that's what flattening the curve is all about. If we have 100 people get it and they all get it at once, the hospital can't take care of them. If we have 100 people get it and they get it over 12 months, then the hospital system can take care of them. But I want people to know real numbers. The attack rate in Italy, the percentage of people who are getting the virus is 1 in 1,000. That is not all of us are going to get it. So still, we have the potential to make sure a lot of people don't get this disease until we can get therapeutics, until we can get a vaccine and actually protect people and keep them from dying. But I mentioned Italy. Right now, New York's attack rate is the same as Italy. New York is the Italy of the United States. And you saw Dr. Birx yesterday say that anyone who's been to New York in the last 14 days needs to self-quarantine, because we don't want people from New York going to Florida or going to Philadelphia or going to other places and spreading it to other people. Again, we've all got to do our part, and the best thing we can do right now is stay at home.
As a Surgeon General of the United States, you have the ability to reassure a lot of people. And people in this area, Dr. Adams, were very, very concerned when the New Jersey Health Commissioner said that I'm going to get it, we're all going to get it. People were really, really scared by that. I'm so glad to hear you say that that's not the case, that we don't have to all get it. I think it's a very, very important message that people need to hear.
Well, absolutely. And I know the New Jersey Health Commissioner. this is a difficult messaging situation because you've got about a third of the people who are doing the right thing. You've got about a third of the people who are panicking and stabbing each other over hand sanitizer. And then you've got about a third of the people out there who don't take this seriously at all. And so we're trying to target our messages and help people understand that they can need to do the right things to protect their society. We're not going to solve this problem for them from Washington, D.C. It's going to be solved on the streets of Philadelphia with people making good decisions. And I think the New Jersey Health Commissioner was, just as I was on, earlier this Monday, trying to appropriately ring the alarm to folks to help them understand if we don't get serious right now, then people are going to unnecessarily die.
The other point I wanted to ask you too is there's a lot of misconceptions out there. If there's an Amazon box on my porch, I've heard that coronavirus can live on cardboard for a long period of time. Should I be Lysoling that, or is that really not something I really have to worry about?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the things that we are wondering about is surface transmission. We know that you can get coronavirus if someone coughs and the droplets come out and are in the air and then get on you. But we are worried about surface transmission as a mode of transmission, meaning someone touches their face or nose and then touches an object, and then you come along a few hours later and touch it. So right now, the most honest thing I can say to folks is not a bad idea to wipe down your packages or Lysol your packages or let them sit outside for a day or so before you bring them in, just to be safe. And always practice good hand hygiene. If you bring the box in, open up the box, dump the materials out onto the floor, and then go wash your hands, because right now we have no reason to believe it's going to go through your skin. What's going to be the problem is if you touch coronavirus on a surface and then you touch your mouth or your nose. So good hand hygiene is actually the most important thing to think about when you're out in public or when you're touching things that you don't know where they came from.
I know you're a busy guy, obviously a Surgeon General of the United States of America, and you got to run. But I do want to ask you, if I could, the 6 feet thing, because people now are getting into situations where they're having to turn around in the store and say to somebody, "Could you please back up?" A lot of us are going to the stores all at once and they're overwhelmed because they're really the only places to go, and people are kind of on top of each other. What is the importance of the 6 foot rule, Dr. Adams, and does it count outside as well?
Well, it does count outside as well, and the importance of it is when you cough or you sneeze, then 6 feet is about how far those droplets can go at a maximum distance from your body. And so we want people to be far enough away from each other, if at all possible, so that they can avoid that droplet transmission when people are coughing or sneezing. If you're in a tight space, just try to stay away from people who are coughing or sneezing. Try to turn your own face away. And the most important thing is, again, good hand hygiene. If you're out in public and then you come back home, take off your clothes, wash up immediately, so that if you were in that grocery store, and I was in the grocery store last night, you've got to go sometimes and get groceries, that if someone coughs or sneezes on you, then you aren't then walking around the house with those droplets on you, waiting to transfer it into your face or to your mouth. So try to stay 6 feet away. If you can't, make sure you don't touch your face. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure when you come back home, you take off your clothes and you actually wash up.
The Surgeon General of the United States of America does his own grocery shopping? Really? That's amazing.
I cut my own grass, too, and it's getting pretty long. I just haven't gotten home early enough to cut it.
You cut your own hair, though, because you can't have any, there's no barber shops open.
Well, have you seen me? I'm bald. Yes, I cut my hair.
Dr. Adams, we really appreciate your time today, sir. Keep up the great work. I know it's obvious how much the President of the United States respects you, respects your counsel, respects your advice. I'm grateful to have you there by his side. Do you enjoy working with him, by the way?
I do. I mean, it is the honor of my life to be able to serve my country. I come from a family who served in the Army, in the Air Force, in the Navy. And to be able to lead the public health service as the Surgeon General does is the honor of my life. I'm a godly person, and I really believe God doesn't put you where you're going to be comfortable. He puts you where you need to be. And I feel like I'm where I need to be right now, and I'm just going to work as hard as I can to protect my healthcare worker colleagues and protect the people of America. And so I just finished by saying, go to coronavirus.gov or your State Department of Health website for more details, and know that there is some light that we're starting to see at the end of the tunnel. We just have to all focus for the next couple of weeks in our particular areas to really make sure as few people get harmed as possible.
Dr. Jerome Adams, Surgeon General of the United States of America, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.